Welcome to the Leaders with Leverage podcast. I'm your host and negotiation expert, Susie Tomanchuk. It's time to be your own advocate and negotiate for what you really want out of your career. Not simply the next role or additional compensation. I want to show you that negotiation happens each and every day so that you opt in and say yes with confidence. Together with other business leaders, you'll learn the essential skills you as a leader need to become that advocate. In growing your professional skills to increase confidence, gain respect, and become the future leader you're poised to be. And when you face a high-stakes situation, you're ready, no matter how high those stakes are. So let's do this. Let's lead with leverage. Hey, welcome to Leaders with Leverage. I'm your host, Susie Tomanchuk, and this is a solo episode where I talk about things that my clients have brought to me, and I'm going to actually talk about a real situation. And the bottom line is, when you're given a promotion, you should always think about it and ask for more than what they ask, because the worst thing that could happen is they say no. And so I want to tell you a little bit about my client. He was given a new title, a really significant change, completely unexpected to a VP level. And he knew in his mind what other, like the range of other VPs, and he knew that the offer that his boss had given him was lower than the average. And in the conversation, his boss talked about kind of the why nobody has gotten additional compensation. Yes, this is lower, but the nature of what we do, we're not specifically driving revenue directly to the business. And so it's hard to tie your compensation to it. So it was interesting because the boss gave my client a lot of reasons why. So when we talked about it, he just said, I appreciate it. I want to think about it. And so then he called me because he wanted somebody from the outside just to talk it through. And so what we identified was, it was interesting that his boss was almost trying to convince him. So he knew that his boss understood that it wasn't really fair, that the offer that they were giving him for this role, he was already rationalizing it so that he wouldn't ask any questions or push back. So we decided, we worked through a strategy, and we helped him reframe in the conversation, being really grateful, going back to his boss, and reframing the reasons why he should get more using the same argument that his boss was using against him. So the way that he did that was he said, well, he didn't ask for, you know, he asked for a reasonable amount. He asked for what he knew was in line with other leaders. And he didn't tell him he knew that. Sometimes when you have information, it's not good to use that because they can quickly just say you shouldn't have that information and they can shut it down right away. So he said to his boss, I know what you said about not being directly related, but because of the role that I'm going to be in, I'm going to be supporting these other organizations, which are driving revenue. So he was able to use the same argument and back it back in and frame it in a way that made it difficult for his boss to argue. And then when his boss then said, you know, some blanket statements around people have not been getting increases right now, and giving these just general examples. He said, I understand that, but he kept reframing it to him and saying, listen, I'm moving into a substantial role with a lot more responsibility, and this is my only opportunity to lift my compensation in a way that's going to be, first of all, equitable and in line, and also to really represent what I'll be doing. And he made such a good case the boss went back, told him he needed time, and then came back the next day and gave him what he wanted. Hey there. Love this podcast? I'm taking 10 seconds out of this episode to ask you to leave an honest review. More reviews on the show help us to reach more professionals who are ready to lead with leverage. Now let's continue the conversation. And I guess I just wanted to bring it up. I know that we're in a time where people are getting laid off and budget cuts and all of these things, but I find that people will just take the kind of, I don't want to say lame excuses, but they'll take the soft excuses and just say, okay, I understand, and not want to. But coming back and having a great argument, first of all, is great experience. If nothing else, it may feel really uncomfortable to you, but it really shows that person that you're willing to advocate for yourself and you have value, you understand your value. And doing it in a way that is supportive, this guy even said to him, you know, you have taught me that advocating for myself is really important. So I really am doing this. This feels uncomfortable to me, but you as a leader have helped me see that this is important. And so he was very careful to be thoughtful about what's going to make sense to his boss. He wasn't threatening. He didn't say or else or backed his boss into a corner, but he gave him some things that his boss could take back and make the argument for him. And it worked. And he was so excited and happy. And the one thing I wanted to say is right after he had the conversation with his boss, before he even knew it went far any further, and I think this is really the key. I actually shouldn't have told you he got the more money now that I think about it. I should have just made this point first. He texted me and said, you know what? I just have to tell you, I'm really proud of myself. I'm proud of myself in the way I framed it to him, that I did this uncomfortable thing in a way that was aligned with who I am. And I asked for something that's reasonable and I believe in my value. And he said, if nothing else, I feel good about it. And even if he comes back and says no, I'll know that I did all that I could do. And the next time he'll know that he owes that to me. So the fact that he got it was just kind of like the cherry on top. And I think that's the key of negotiation. This is what I've been working on for my TED Talk is I had this aha recently that it's actually, we don't like that word negotiation because it feels like it's somebody against us. And I think that reason is when we feel like we didn't push hard enough or we could have gotten more, we walk away from any conversation with this kind of conversation hangover that we're like, oh, what if I would have done this? I should have asked this. I should have pushed for more. I should have thought about my timing. But when we understand our value, we make an argument that is sound with data. And we put it out there in a way that we're comfortable with. When we understand where we're going to and feel really clear that we did all we could do, walking away just being satisfied with what you wanted or what the end, being clear about the end in mind so that even if you don't get exactly what you needed, you know that you did all you could so you don't have that negotiation hangover. I hope that makes sense. I'd love to hear from you and tell me what you think about that concept of getting more comfortable with the idea of really understanding your value, being clear about where you want to go, and allowing yourself to stand up for what you believe is what you're worth, what they're getting from you, but also what is in line with the company and how they're compensating others. Thanks for joining me. These solo episodes feel so intimate to me because I feel like I'm talking to one person. So if you ever use any of this advice in a way that's impactful, I'd love to hear from you. That's my whole thing is just providing impact to others. So you'd make my day to let me know about that. And feel free to share this podcast with others. I love to meet more people. And if it would help somebody else, tell them. Why not? I want everybody to hone their value and be able to use negotiation strategies in a positive way as a tool and not a weapon. So thanks for joining me. This has been Leaders with Leverage. Give us a 5-star review because that helps other people find us as well. So thanks for joining me today. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Leaders with Leverage. If you're ready to continue your professional growth, commit to accelerating your career development, and say goodbye to that anxious feeling in your stomach anytime you need to advocate for yourself, then get my book, The Art of Everyday Negotiation Without Manipulation. In this book, you'll learn the essential steps to take before entering into any negotiation or conversation, any interaction in your day-to-day. You'll discover what the other party really needs and be clear about what you're going after. You'll bust through your fears and boost your confidence and embrace that negotiation truly happens all around us. Head to the link in the show notes for more, and you can even get a bonus if you buy it today.